So we are now testing for joy? Really? Can't we trust teachers to do proper, authentic assessments of their students? I wonder what Matt's mom would think about real alternative assessment.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
We have to step back for just a second and say, what is the purpose of assessment? Because since No Child Left Behind, we've gone down the very wrong road, and there's been a misunderstanding of what assessment really is and how it fits into education, because it's a piece of the continuous teaching and learning process, assessment. It's very valuable for a teacher to be able to assess where children are in their learning because it informs a teacher's practice. And it's kind of a continuous cycle, assessment informing curriculum and informing teaching practice. And also, I think students from a young age should have some role in their own assessment because we want kids to begin to be able to look at themselves as learners and see what they do well, what they're interested in, what they need to learn more about. Because in order to be a lifelong learner and even a successful learner in school, you've got to care about it. You've got to be invested in your own learning in order to actually be successful as a learner. So, you know, with the standardized tests that we've seen absurdities, such as teachers don't even see the scores or maybe they see them a year later. So it's the complete antithesis of what I'm just describing about what would be the value of an assessment to an educator. Because assessment has been used to measure and to punish and to close schools and to evaluate teachers, assessments have been used for accountability in the last 15 years and not really as a vital part of the teaching learning process. There are lots of examples. There are wonderful examples of how of many schools and programs that use portfolios and teacher observation and interviews and projects and examples of children's work and including children and students in the discussions with teachers about their own learning. The film Good Morning Mission Hill, which people can get online, has a good section on assessment and shows at that school, which is a public school that Deborah Meyer started in Boston, how portfolios and alternative assessment are used and only used. There's no standardized tests in that school. It's a fruitful, wonderful way to look at a whole child, a whole student, their process for learning, the ways they go about learning, and a complete, you know, opposite from just asking them to know specific answers to specific questions.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.